Voters Feel Better About the Economy. The Data Backs Them Up. By John Carney on February 3, 2026. 1 year into the Trump administration, Americans are beginning to emerge from the economic funk that weighed on sentiment in the final stretch of the Biden years. A rising share of voters say the economy is on the right track, and more say their household finances are improving. In September and October 2024, before the election, the share saying the economy was on the right track hovered around 30-32%, according to the Harvard Caps Harris poll. In January 2026, that figure has climbed to 38%. Household finances show a clearer turn. In September 2024, the Harvard Caps Harris poll found that 28% said their personal financial situation was improving, and 48% said it was getting worse. In October 2024, 26% said improving. By January 2026, 35% say their finances are improving, while 40% say they are getting worse. The poll also finds voters endorsing a policy agenda that aligns more closely with Trump's. When asked to choose between two broad economic policy packages, 60% favored a platform described as reduced government spending, lower taxes, tougher trade deals, lower prescription drug costs, and a closed border, compared with 40% who preferred a package described as higher government spending, liberal immigration policies, more taxes on the wealthy, and higher health care subsidies. On stewardship, voters were essentially split, with a narrow edge for Trump and Republicans. 51% said they trust Trump and Republicans more to manage the economy, compared with 49% who said they trust Democrats in Congress. Voters also largely credit Trump with the state of the economy. 63% said the current economy is mostly due to Trump administration policies, while 37% said it is mostly due to Biden administration policies. The survey includes one result that cuts against the improving pre-election comparison. 53% said the economy today is worse than it was under Biden, while 47% said it is better. Partisan gaps in basic economic perceptions may help explain the contradiction. Among Democrats, 80% said the economy is shrinking, and Democrats' median estimate of inflation was 5%. Those views diverge from the government's headline data. The economy is not shrinking. Real GDP grew at a 4.4% annual rate in the third quarter of 2025 and 3.8% in the second quarter. Inflation has also been far lower than many Democrats believe. Consumer prices rose 2.7% over the 12 months ending December 2025, roughly half the 5% inflation rate Democrats reported as their median belief. Taken together, the poll's time series suggests that, compared with the pre-election months of late 2024, Americans are registering modest improvement in their view of the economy, and a more noticeable improvement in their own household finances, even as partisan perceptions remain sharply divided.